Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, Browns fans everywhere, Ray in L.A., let's gobble up some keen insights from the boys, the Dogs Podcast. Gobble, 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 gobble.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Zach Kopp, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of The Dogs. If you'd like to get your intro on the show, head to thedogspodcast.com, tap leave voicemail on the drop-down menu. We want to thank, was it Ray?
Ray in L.A.
Ray in L.A.
I recognize that voice.
For dropping us that sweet intro.
I think he sent that one in. It was either on Thanksgiving or the next day, and I was like, oh, man, that would have been great for the Thanksgiving episode, but...
We got it in there.
We got it in there. It was like too good to pass up.
Yeah. We like it when you guys are creative and kind of making your own, make it fun. So we appreciate that.
Yeah, we definitely encourage turkey noises. Absolutely.
So the Browns headed into the bye week. So we're not going to preview the Ravens game, you know, just because a lot can happen in the next week or so. So we're going to go to get into a little bit of a, you know, second half of the season outlook. Before we get into it, though, remember to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. If you're watching on YouTube, please like and subscribe. Make sure you tap the notification bell so you never miss a new episode. You can also find us on Apple, Spotify, and Google if you prefer to just listen. Lastly, if you're looking for more content, head to jointhedogs.com. Become an official Dog Pack member on our Patreon page. We got fantasy football leagues that are ratcheting up for the playoffs, game day threads, a lot of good interaction with like-minded Browns fans in there. It's a ton of fun all over the country, so it's really cool. You get to meet people from all over the United States. It's pretty awesome.
And Canada.
And Canada. Yeah. Shout out Kenny Mack. So make sure you guys check that out. Jointhedogs.com. Become an official Dog Pack member. So, second half of the season might suck, but we're gonna preview it a little bit, see what we think. Off the top of my head, if I'm being completely honest, guys, there's only one game on this schedule where I'm even slightly optimistic we could win, and I still don't think we're gonna win it, and it's the Raiders game.
Before we go through these, I just want to encourage everybody who's, you know, listening or watching on YouTube, drop your predictions in the comments, because we really want to see, because we did the whole prediction on our website before the season. I think what we
were like 15-2 or 14-3.
I think 15-2 is what the fans voted.
Yeah, we were wrong.
Way wrong. So
very wrong.
Now with five games left, just tell us either, you know, do you think we go 1-4, 4-1? Or give us the full season record, whatever. Just let us know what you think is going to happen based on what you've already seen this year.
Coming out of the bye, we have the Ravens game. We saw defensively what we could do against them. Are we going to get four picks though again? I mean, probably not.
That's hard to do.
You know what I mean? If anything, I see them kind of coming in with a chip on their shoulder, especially a guy like Lamar. He's mad that he threw four picks.
Yeah, you remember whenever we beat the Lions and we were mad because it felt like we lost, even though we won?
Yeah.
That's got to be how the Ravens feel. Like, they got to be mad that they won, but it feels like they lost to us.
I don't know. They're getting ready to play Pittsburgh, so I feel like they probably don't really care. They're on the next week.
I'm talking whenever they do get to that game. They're going to look back
and be like, I think that this is a good opportunity for the Browns. It would have been a sweet opportunity if we could have executed Sunday night, and then, you know, we're talking about playing a Baltimore team that could be on their heels, you know, for depending on what happens with the Steelers game. But I don't like our chance. Are we just breaking down each game right now, just saying what we think?
So what if we win out, we would be what, 11-6?
Yep. It's good enough to make playoffs.
Maybe gets you in.
Yeah.
The problem is, all these teams that are in contention have the tiebreaker over us. The easiest way was to win the division. and I think we have like a 5% chance of winning it now or something like that. It's still,
of course, it's possible.
Go take care of business, and you're at least in the conversation. The problem is, I have zero belief that we're going to take care of business.
Yeah, no confidence whatsoever.
None. Mm-mm.
I don't care. Do you want to go game by game? What, Ravens out of the bye at home?
L. Man, I want to say win, but I'm going to probably say loss.
I'm going to go L as well. I just don't think it's going to happen.
Raiders. I want it to. I think we win that game. I know that they just beat Dallas, but they're super dysfunctional. Like,
look they're like they're
Cleveland Browns dysfunctional. Yeah. They're very up and down. You know, you got an interim coach.
I'm going to say this, though. I think they can score more than 15 points. So it's definitely
possible.
I have way more confidence in Derek Carr than I do Baker Mayfield right now.
100%.
Okay.
Packers.
Or did we all take L's on the Raiders?
I'm taking a win on the Raiders.
Win?
Yeah, I'm thinking Browns.
What do you think, Hacky?
I'm going to say L.
Yeah, me too.
And then Packers on Christmas. Oh, Jesus.
Well,
enjoy your presents. Enjoy your family. This game's at 4:30. Maybe have an early dinner. Just don't turn it on.
Yeah.
Why ruin Christmas?
Bold prediction here. I think Santa Claus brings Aaron Rodgers a lump of coal and he doesn't play the game. And we win. No, I'm just kidding. No, probably not. Probably going to lose that game.
Here's the thing. We could barely score against the Lions. What are we going to do? The Packers defense is legit.
Yeah.
They're arguably the best team in football right now.
Oh, then and they're going to score more than 16, I think.
Yeah.
So
Aaron Rodgers doesn't need people to be wide open to make nice throws.
No.
And then we got at the Steelers, yep. Who they suck too, but they suck less than we do because they just beat us. And we mustered 10 points against them.
Yeah, we like that number 10.
So
barely coming in double digits.
At home, mm-hmm. in the first time we played them, it was like big, like, oh, we beat these guys. We're kind of putting ourselves in the driver's seat, and we lost. What is going to happen when we play at Pittsburgh, most likely with the staring like 7 wins in the face, 6 right. wins.
And we're either going to be what, 7-9 or 6-10 at that point.
Yeah.
So we're probably going to be out of any sort of battle in the AFC North. And Pittsburgh's probably still going to be in the thick of it with the Bengals and the Ravens.
Mm.
Probably fighting for wild card.
Mm.
So tell me, why would I have any confidence we're going to go into Pittsburgh and win?
Is this another primetime game? You got to be Monday Nighter. Freaking kidding me.
Monday Nighter.
Gosh, no way we win. Pittsburgh. No. Lose. Big time. Big loss.
Give me the Browns.
And then the Bengals, who potentially will be fighting with the Ravens for the number one seed.
The only reason I
confidence is because for some reason we have their number.
The way Baker's been playing, it's always been, well, Baker's got the number of the Bengals. I don't think he's got any number right now.
Well, and like I told Justin, I think this was last week, it has the sense there's a chance that Bengals game is going to be just like it was in 2019 where... He was at that game where we just went in and laid an egg because the season was over and we didn't want to be there. There's a very real chance that's going to be the last game. We're way out of anything and it's going to be like, well, let's just get this over with.
Yeah.
And they're going to have something to play for.
And they're going to be playing for something.
And I'm pretty sure... I want to say Baltimore plays Pittsburgh too that same week. So, I mean, I think... AFC North, very much up for grabs.
Yeah, could be on the line that day.
Yep.
And it's just so freaking frustrating, man. I mean, there's no reason for us to suck this bad.
No, this is absolutely inexcusable. I mean, we were so good last year.
It's one of those things,
and we got better as far as people, that's right. Players.
Yes, we so what happened is like it's kind of like a cycle I'm noticing now. 2019... Or 2018, we're promising, so there's a lot of hype coming into next year. We suck. So we're under the radar last year, come in, win a playoff game. We're promising coming into this year. We suck. So we'll probably be good next year, and we'll be just good enough for people to think we're contenders, and then in 2023, we'll suck. It's just going to be my life now.
I'm not going to lie. If you're telling me that every other year we're going to make it to the playoffs and be good, I would take that.
No.
It's better than 20 without.
I would take that, bro. I just lived my whole life where we never had a winning record.
That's the problem, though. That's the problem. There's too many Browns fans like you that are like, well, every other year we make the playoffs. I don't care.
I mean.
Every other year making the playoffs is the same thing as not winning any games. Because guess what? I want to win a Super Bowl. That's the only thing I care about.
There are only...
We're not close. We're not even close.
Only a few teams throughout my lifetime I can remember really, like, every year, didn't matter what the season looked like going into it. Everybody's 0-0. You know what teams are already in the playoffs. And it's usually the Packers. Every year are going to be in the playoffs.
Yep.
The Patriots, when they had Tom Brady, every year they're in the playoffs. The Colts, when they had Peyton Manning or Andrew Luck, every year in the playoffs.
Yep.
Even the Texans, Deshaun Watson, his like second, third, fourth year, it was like, well, they're going to be in the playoffs. Yep. You just know that. And what do they all have in common? Great quarterback. You just kind of know those teams. I mean, even the Steelers with Ben all these years, you know they're going to be in the playoffs. Every year they're in the playoffs. It's just the way it works.
Yeah, it's just too many Browns fans right now are like, well, do you guys remember when we only won one game? I do remember.
Yes.
But what's the difference between winning one game and winning 10 if you don't win the Super Bowl? You're still at home at the same time at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Just watching.
I don't care about being...
I just don't know that we get these big guys that you think that are coming to Cleveland, Ohio.
Why wouldn't we, though? We just had multiple guys take pay cuts to come play here this year.
Do you think we're getting Aaron Rodgers? Do you think Aaron Rodgers is coming
to Cleveland? Here's the thing. Like, Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson, they don't have a choice. It would be a trade. They have no choice. Well,
then it sounds easy, right?
No, it's not, because...
Deshaun Watson would be a trade.
Now, Deshaun would have a choice.
Well, yeah, because he's got the no trade clause,
But I'm just saying, like, I don't care that we're better than we used to be. We're still not winning a Super Bowl, which is the goal. And until we get to the point where we're winning a Super Bowl, it doesn't matter.
Just to be honest, you may not see that in your lifetime.
I get that. Doesn't mean we shouldn't be trying.
No, I'm not saying we should throw it in the towel.
Doesn't mean we should just be happy that, well, at least we make the playoffs sometimes. I don't give a crap about that. I want to win the Super Bowl.
That's the path, man. How many times does a team get in and you're like, oh, six seed wild card, they're probably going to get beat out in the first round, and then they make a run
but that's not what you said. You said if you could live just knowing every other year we would make the playoffs.
I'd be super excited because I just lived 30 years of no playoffs at all. So why? Absolutely. If you're telling me there's 50% chance that we go to the Super Bowl every other year, yeah, I'll take those chances. We suck. We're not going there this year. So you're telling me for sure next year we're there? Yeah, I'll take those chances. Absolutely. If that makes me a shitty Browns fan, I don't think that makes me a crappy Browns fan for that.
You made it sound like, though, you're just happy making the playoffs.
I would be absolutely happy making the playoffs. Yes.
Yes, obviously you're happy, but that's not where it ends.
Yeah, but that's the start of it, man.
That's the start. But I'm saying I'm not happy just making the playoffs.
No, but I do understand what I think.
I just think it's unrealistic to be like, oh, Super Bowl every year.
What you're saying is if you're guaranteed a playoff spot every other year, then you're guaranteed at least a chance to get to Super Bowl. Because as long as you're in the playoffs, you got a chance.
Yep. Yes. Yep. Which I agree with that, but that's not the way it sounded like he said it. He's just happy to be in the playoffs.
Well, just then I suck. I'm the worst Cleveland fan ever. I want us to win and get in the playoffs.
I'm not happy to just be in the playoffs.
No, and the thing is, I think I see what you're saying too, because I feel like I want to be like the Packers. I want to know that every year my team is going to the playoffs because I got a good head coach and a great quarterback. None of those other players on that team matter as far as like predicting or having that confidence that your team's going to make the playoffs. Is Aaron Jones the lock that puts them in the playoffs? No. They can run with A.J. Dillon if they need to. You know what I mean? It's that quarterback head coach. They know they're going to go. Their defense is going to be good enough. I want the Browns to be so bad. Like, our defense is going to be good enough to, you know, keep us in games, and our offense is going to win games.
We thought we had that, though.
We did.
That was the problem. That's the problem we had with this year right now is we're all on record saying, oh, hey, this is it.
Yep.
We're making a run right now. All these guys are really good. And we're not there.
No. Yep. And that's what I was saying. But next year, we'll do just good enough to make people think that we're a real contender for the following year. But it seems like we're just never going to get there.
Oh, I agree with that.
I don't want to be.
Until I see a trophy, man, I just
a contender. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Or on the verge of being a contender. Like, next year we come out and win 11 games and almost make the, like, 2007, where we go 10-6, and everybody in 2008 thought we were legit contenders. Then we won 4 games. Right. It's like, that's not how I want to live my life.
No, and that's exactly what's happening now.
Yeah.
That same thing last year. Oh, great. We won all these games. It was awesome. Baker was yards and touchdowns, and it was so explosive. And here we sit. A year later.
I just...
don't know.
So I guess Blake's got us going 0-5 to finish out. Yep. Puts us at 6-11. Yay, Justin.
I'm going 3-2. Give me 3-2.
3-2.
Who do you think we win?
I said I think that we beat the Raiders, and then I like us in the last two in division.
You think we get one of those?
I think
no, that you said we get both.
Yeah, both.
You think we beat the Steelers?
Oh, yes. Yeah, you said 3-2. I'm sorry. Yeah,
absolutely.
I'll roll with Blake on the 0-5. I'm not trying to be like a downer. Yeah. I'm looking at what I've seen.
The product. Yeah, no, the product sucks.
All these teams can score more than 10 points, and as far as I've seen, we can't.
Well, I guess the big thing, how many of these teams have a top 15 defense? If we look that up, because we only have like one win this year against a team with a top 15 defense.
Yeah, I don't know where the Ravens rank in at, but the Packers definitely do. Steelers must.
I would expect Raiders are at least, you would think they'd be in the top 15, that half, right?
Yeah.
I would think so.
So, I mean.
You guys talk about it for a second. I'll look it up.
But.
Cincy's probably right there.
I just have no confidence. Especially the blueprint's out. The blueprint's out on how to shut us down. You know? Mm-hmm. There were plays in that Ravens game where. They showed it from the offensive perspective, and it was a run to the left. And the Raiders had 8 guys on that side of the ball. And we can't capitalize on that kind of defensive alignment. It's crazy.
No, I know.
Oh, man. I mean, what are we – are we going off points per game or yards per game as far as the defense?
Whichever one makes our argument better. No, I'm just joking.
Well, no, I was just looking at like, okay, so as far as yards per game goes, the Browns are actually third.
Oh, yeah.
Their defense. Third in the league at 315 a game.
Yeah.
Packers are, they don't have numbers next to these. Packers are seventh. The Bengals, that would put them at, what is that? Probably about 15, maybe?
That sounds about right.
And then, I mean, the Ravens and Steelers are actually
top. What, 5-10?
No, they're
out.
They're outside the top 15.
Steelers' defense has been struggling. But
Raiders are right in there with them, too. Now, as far as points per game, let's just kind of see what that says. Okay, so the Ravens are top 10. Bengals are top 10. Packers are top 10. Who else we got? Steelers are about midway. Raiders are actually toward, they're 30th. Raiders are 30th.
That's the one game where I feel slightly confident.
Yeah. Looks like the Browns are about 10th. So 10th or 11th.
Now here's the thing. Talent-wise, do we have the talent that we could come out and go 5-0? Yeah, I just haven't seen it all this year. And I think I saw on Twitter the last time the Browns had a 5-game win streak was a long time ago.
In the 70s?
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
It's hard to do. I mean, you have to be a very good NFL team to win 5, you know, to go on a streak.
So what do you guys want to see? What do you guys want to see fixed out of the bye that's realistic? For me, it's penalties.
That'd be good.
I would like us to be cut down on penalties out of the bye. Things we can control. Like, is the offense going to get better? I don't know, because there's not a quarterback tree where we can just go get a better one for the last 5 games.
Yeah. I don't know, and you can speak probably better to this than I can, but I feel like I would like to see them completely dumb down the passing playbook. I want to just see very simple, short, quick routes to receivers, nothing that takes a long time to develop.
That's what we already do.
I was going to say, man, I watch that play.
That's the problem.
Yeah, that playbook is.
So he's double clutching on the
I would like short to see.
Passes. Yeah.
I would like to see out of the bye stretch. Telling our let's run some deep and just tell Baker, I don't care if you think he's covered, just throw it.
Just throw it
up. If you throw 8 picks the last 5 games, I don't care. Just let it rip a little bit. Let's just see what happens if we throw the ball around a little bit. At least threaten them enough that it loosens up. They have to at least loosen the defense a little bit. Because we don't need them to take all the guys out of the box. We can run against 6-man boxes. We just can't run against 8-9-man boxes.
10.
10.
Yeah.
Baltimore had 10 in the box. And even on like 3rd and long, they put 10 in the box.
So
there's no respect.
Just go out. I just tell them, hey, man, let it loose a little bit.
Yeah.
We will live with some picks. Because you not turning the ball over isn't winning us games anyways.
That's true. Well,
what's worse, a bad interception or just third and out over and over and over and over and over for 3.5 hours every Sunday?
Well, I don't think we even mentioned the interception that wasn't.
Oh, yeah. My God. He threw it right to him. We're so lucky.
Dropped it.
I mean, it hit him right in the lap and he dropped it.
Yeah. I mean.
So it's not like it. They didn't try.
I forget how many turnovers.
Baker. It was 4-2. He just had one.
So he's got 11 touchdowns, six picks, and I think he's lost 2 fumbles this year.
Just 2? I thought he had 2 in the Cardinals game.
Well, did he lose 2 in the Cardinals? And then he lost 1.
Well, I know he fumbled it multiple times in the Cardinals.
Yeah, but I thought he only lost 1.
Maybe.
So 11 touchdowns and 8 turnovers. My defense, my case rests.
Going to get it done.
You know what I mean? And whatever you say the reasons are, like, at some point, there's a common denominator through, you know, 4 different seasons and all the changes. There's a common denominator.
Mm-hmm. And it's kind of all culminated this year, I feel like, for most people. Because 2019, it was pretty easy to blame Freddie because that whole season was a crap show. And then last year when Beckham went out, I don't know what that was because that's what threw a lot of people off. It's what threw me off. Baker all of a sudden was like a whole new player. It was great. He was doing all this stuff. And then this year it was, okay, now it's Beckham's fault that Baker's not playing well, so we get rid of Beckham. Then they say, well, Stefanski's play calling isn't great. What, I mean, the injuries, he's always injured, so he's not playing at full strength. I am sick and tired of the excuses and the blaming. You're right. There's a common denominator, and he's got to get it fixed.
Well, like, I'm pretty sure his record against teams that are 500 and better is it's 7-20-something, I'm pretty sure. I haven't looked in a couple weeks. I mean, that's who you play in the playoffs.
Yep.
You don't get to play a lot of 2-win teams in the divisional round. So even his rookie year when we went 7-9, right? All of our wins were against teams below 500, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Almost all of them. And then when we went on the run last year, all those wins were against teams below 500. You only get to play. There's only so many below 500 teams. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And the schedule's not going to line up like it did last year.
Yeah, all the time.
Mm-mm.
So we'll see. That's pretty much my outlook for the season. I don't look for big changes. I think we're going to see.
Yeah, more of the mundane. I was just going to apologize to everybody. I know we were probably a little overly rosy in this segment, but bear with us. You guys are watching the same thing we're watching.
I just don't see what we can change. Really, we can't add pieces right now. The season's coming to the end. There's only so much you can do in 1 week off or 1 week, and in the bye week, the coaches might be in, but the players are going to be off for a week. You know,
My thing is we got 3 divisional games left, so I think everybody out there just needs to pick which of our division opponents we hate the most and just really pull for the Browns to win that game and just play upset.
Let's see. Baltimore, Pittsburgh.
Ravens. I hate the Ravens.
It's all of them. All of them.
One last thing before we move on. When people also bug me, they say, you know, we have to be patient. We went 1-31 5 years ago. We're not just going to be Super Bowl contenders right away. Look what team's on the verge of winning this division this year. It's the Bengals.
Mm.
How bad were they?
Fourth overall pick this year?
Yeah, it took them, if Joe Burrow doesn't get hurt, who knows what they do last year. And then this year they might win the division. It doesn't take 5 years.
No, it's Joe Burrow's second year.
I don't think that's a good argument. Whoever's selling you that, man.
That's what, all online. Like, you got to be patient. We were 1-31. You want to go back to that? It takes time. You're not just going to, man, yes, you can. You can turn it around that quick.
Well, look at what the Buccaneers did. I know we use them as an example a lot. I mean, Jameis Winston, and I mean, he threw, 30 touchdowns, 5,000 yards, which is very hard to do. And he was a first overall pick, and they just let him go. And said, yeah, but you threw 30 picks. We're not winning with you. And in 1 year, they won a Super Bowl.
The Patriots were dog water last year.
Yeah.
They might be second best team in the league right now.
They might get the one seed. Who knows how this season finishes out for them? But either way, they're going to the playoffs.
You know what I mean? It took 1 year.
Yeah.
And where did they upgrade the most?
Their defense. That's a bunch of money. They overhauled their entire...
But they also got a quarterback who could throw some touchdowns because Cam Newton wasn't and still is not getting it done.
No. So, like, the be patient thing, like, I watch teams turn it around like that all the time. It's done in the NFL all the time.
Yeah, well, and like you said, this is a performance industry. Like, this is a results-driven league. We don't have to be patient. That's the thing. Like, why shouldn't we be able to just say, we expect a Super Bowl? That is the point in playing the game anyway, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't win the Super Bowl,
people are mad at me for being mad about being 6 because it's better than 1-15. And I'm mad at them for being willing to settle for being 6-6 just because it's better than 1-15.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
That's my argument.
Because even when we were 1-31, what did we want? We wanted to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So why are we settling for only winning 6 games when we still, that's the goal, still to win a Super Bowl? Well, that's not going to get it done. Neither is 1-31. So
I don't think you should settle at 6 wins. Come on now.
No.
Especially with the expectations coming into this year. That's not acceptable.
Yeah.
But it's not acceptable.
Well, let's go do some game picks. You want to tell us about our good friends at DraftKings first?
Absolutely. So, again, we all love action-packed, high-scoring NFL games, and we'll see if we get any of those for the Browns in the last 5. We're not predicting it, but anyway. Justin's got it. He's got us. But with the latest no-brainer from DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you can be a winner once a single point is scored. New customers who bet just $1 on any team to score can win $100 in free bets. It's just that simple. If Sportsbook is not yet available in your state, you can still get in on the NFL action. Just go download the daily fantasy DraftKings app. You can play for huge cash prizes all season long. I always play in the playoffs. I play for the Super Bowl because I try to play as much as possible because I love DraftKings. It's really a lot of fun. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. So go download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code TPPN. Bet just $1 on any team to score and win $100 in free bets. If they score, you score using the promo code TPPN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. You must be 21 years or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's pick 'em. Presented by Symbol.
So before we get into these game picks, I want to remind you guys to check out Symbol. Head to symbol.com/dogs, DAWGS. Play the stock market for sports. Jump on there, make your deposit. When you use promo code DOGS, you get $10 free, and your deposit up to $500 is 100% refundable. If you jump in, you don't like the way it goes, you lose all your money, something happens, you're just not enjoying it, you just send them an email and they refund you your money 100%. It's risk-free to play the stock market. You're going to jump in, buy shares of teams as their stock price goes up, just like the stock market would. That's how you make money. Buy low, sell high. It's pretty standard stuff. Also, for every share you have of a team, every time that team gets a win, you're going to get an instant cash payout every week. It's pretty cool. It's a lot of fun, and you can win some decent money if you do your research. So check it out, symbol.com/dogs, DAWGS. So we're going to get into these game picks. We actually had somebody comment on YouTube and said we should keep track of how we're all doing and how we did the previous week and stuff like that. We did that last year. We had our records for the whole year. And then this year, so many people have been missing weeks. We just kind of quit keeping track. So maybe the second half of the season we'll start keeping track at least for the rest of the season. We'll see. So we apologize for that. I didn't know anybody actually cared, but then somebody commented and said, hey, what's your guys' record? And I was like, oh, crap, I feel bad. So we'll see if we can start doing that. So these game picks right now starts with Thursday night football, Cowboys at the Saints, Cowboys -5, 5-point favorites.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what.
They're on a slide.
The Cowboys have really been disappointing me. I mean, it just doesn't seem like that offense can get anything going, but I'll take the Cowboys minus the points here in this one.
no head coach. I don't know if that really matters, but I'm going to take the Cowboys too.
I think Cowboys too. I just think Taysom Hill starting at quarterback.
I saw that.
Thank God. True. So I have a quarterback to play in fantasy this week. Who knows if he's going to do anything. It's super hard to predict games in the NFL this year, but I'm going to go Cowboys also. That moves us into Giants at the Dolphins. Dolphins are 2.5-point favorites. Dolphins have 5 wins. The Browns have 6. Remember how bad the Dolphins started this year?
Very bad. Very bad.
It's so depressing, man. God, it's depressing. So what do you guys think? Giants at Dolphins. Tua's been playing pretty well the last couple weeks.
Yeah, I'll take Miami.
I'm also going to take Miami. No Jones. No Danny Dimes. It's going to be Mike Glennon show.
I'm going to take the Dolphins too then. Then we got Colts 6-6 at Texans 2-9. Colts -7. I think Colts get back on track and win this game by more than 7.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
Vikings, tough loss at the Niners, at the Lions, 0-10-1. Vikings -7.5. Vikings got to have it if they want to keep their playoff hopes alive.
Yeah. You know what? 7's a little bit larger spread, but I'll take the Vikings.
No Dalvin Cook. He probably died.
Maybe he hasn't done much anyway this year.
I'm going to take the Vikings also. Every time I pick the Lions to cover, they end up not covering.
Give me the Vikings too.
All right, so Eagles with a super disappointing loss to the Giants. At Jets, Eagles -6. Jalen Hurts, he struggled the other day. And then Jalen Reagor had 2 terrible drops.
Mm. I think Hurts is a little banged up too. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he plays, but
I just don't see how the Eagles lose this game. I mean, I know that they're suspect-ish sometimes, but I just don't. I mean, Jets coming off a big win over Houston.
I think so. I'll take the Jets to cover, but not win. So I think that's where 7? I'm going to go. What'd you say it was 7?
6.
6, yeah. I don't know.
I'm going to take the Eagles. Zach Wilson will figure out a way to like turn it around, turn it over.
I was going to say, 4 interceptions, we were talking about Lamar. Like, it doesn't happen very often unless you're Zach Wilson.
Yep.
Cardinals, 9-2 at the Bears, 4-7. Cardinals -7. Could be getting Kyler Murray back for the game.
Man, I cannot believe they are 9-2, and he's missed how many games?
And Hopkins.
Yeah, Hopkins has missed about the same amount of games.
Oh, man.
Colt McCoy, balling out.
Colt, my boy. I always liked Colt McCoy.
Yeah, I did too. 8. Is that what you said, the spread?
7.
7. Give me the Cardinals.
Yeah, I don't think it really matters.
Take the Cardinals also. Chargers 6-5 at Bengals 7-4. Honestly, we need the Chargers to beat the Bengals to keep our, you know, like division hopes alive, but we need the Bengals to beat the Chargers in case we're going for the wild card because they have the tiebreaker over us. So I guess we're win-win no matter what here.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's one way to look at it.
By the way, we made the Chargers look like they were the Super Bowl favorites, and since then they've been kind of crap.
Mm-hmm.
And Justin Herbert's struggling. We made him look like the second coming of Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
-2. Bengals favored by 2.
I'll go Bengals.
I think I'm going to go the opposite. I think I'm going to go Chargers. Both these teams are very like, you know, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. You don't know who you're going to get week to week.
I'm going to go Bengals since it's at home. It's probably going to be cold. Chargers coming all the way to the East Coast.
Here's the only reason. Here's what I'm thinking in my head, real quick. So the Browns went out to L.A., lost. Steelers went out to L.A., lost. Chargers came into Baltimore, lost. So now I'm feeling they're coming into Cincinnati, lose.
Yep. Buccaneers at Falcons. Buccaneers 9.5-point favorites.
Tampa Bay.
Yep.
I agree. Jags at the Rams. Rams also been struggling, but, you know, sometimes the best medicine is a game against the Jags. 12.5-point favorites.
Yeesh. I'll do it. I'll take the Rams.
Me too. Nothing like getting to play a crap team. You're kind of reeling a little bit, and then you get handed the 2-9 Jags.
Yep.
You know, the Browns are reeling, and they got to play division-leading Ravens.
Twice.
Yeah, they're on a little bit of a slide, and they get to play the Jags and go to 8-4.
Yep.
L.A.
Okay. Washington 4-6 at the Raiders 6-5. Raiders 1.5 point favorites.
Yeah.
These are two teams where this is a toss up for me.
I'm going to take Washington because they've been running the ball really well lately. I don't know if you saw the time of possession against the Seahawks. I'm pretty sure they had the ball almost three full quarters, and wow, the Seahawks only had it for like 15 or 16 minutes. It's something crazy.
You know what? Let's go Washington because we do need the Raiders to lose.
Yep.
I can get behind that, man. That's fine.
And the Raiders just had a big win at Dallas, so they're going to come back down. You know, we just talked about how they're up and down. Another AFC North matchup, Ravens at Steelers, Ravens -3.
Give me Pittsburgh. I feel good about this for some reason.
Nah, give me the Ravens.
Man. I feel weird about it. Some tell me.
This is another one of those where whoever wins, great. Whoever loses, great. Whatever.
Yeah. I'm going to bed.
I'm going to take the Ravens. Big Ben looked so washed against the Bengals. My God, it was hard to watch.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that game was this past weekend.
I watched that game. It was awful.
I did, too. Oh, well, I watched some of it because after a while, I was like, all right.
Yeah. I got an idea what this is going to be.
Here we go. The surging 49ers at the reeling Seahawks. 49ers only a one-point favorite.
Really?
In Seattle. Hmm. I think the Niners win this one for sure.
Yeah, me too.
No Debo. I will say this, though. No Debo Samuel hurts their offense a lot.
It does, but Brandon Ayuk has definitely come out of his whatever was going on the first half of the year.
Yep.
And as long as they got the running game going on with Mitchell.
He's going to play.
Yeah.
He's playing with a broken finger right now and still doing good.
If you're running back for the 49ers, you got a broken something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Broncos at Chiefs. Chiefs 9.5 point favorites against the 6-5 Broncos.
No, I won't. I want the Broncos in that one.
I think the Chiefs will win, but I'm going to take the Broncos to cover.
What is it, 6?
9.5.
Eesh.
And the Chiefs offense, it bounced back the one game, but it's their defense.
Then it dropped right back down. Yeah.
It's their defense that's got them on their win streak, not their offense.
Right.
I don't know. I think it's going to be Drew Lock, right, this week?
Oh, I don't know.
Drew Lock show? I think I'm going to go Kansas City.
Can you believe that the Broncos are 6-5? Or 6-6.
Yep.
That's embarrassing.
Our backup quarterback beat that guy.
Yep.
Beat that team.
Yeah. Honestly, maybe one of the best wins of the season for the Browns. Bengals game and Broncos game.
Yeah.
And the Broncos, we didn't have any of our running backs.
Just Johnson.
Yeah. Patriot. Here we go. This is a big matchup.
This will be good.
Patriots at Bills Monday night. Bills -3.
Give me Buffalo. I like New England, though. They're doing a lot of nice things.
Give me Bill.
Which one?
Belichick.
Belichick.
I agree because I think the Patriots win outright.
Yeah.
And they're getting points. And then the Browns against the bye. I'm going to take us to lose the bye week because somehow,
in one way or another,
somehow something will happen where we'll end up in like dead last. Jack Conklin, we found out, is out for the year. So
he's probably going to get pulled over for smoking weed.
Yeah. Hollywood Higgins is going to come and like destroy the locker room for not getting to play. I don't know. Something's going to happen. We're going to lose the bye week.
I'm praying there's no drama or anything stupid, but I wouldn't be shocked.
We'll be 6-7 coming out of the bye.
Jesus.
All right, so that about wraps up this episode. Hopefully we don't lose the bye. I was just joking. Hopefully I didn't speak into existence.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat another cough drop here because I'm dying.
Really?
So I got one more episode to do. Thanks for checking out another episode. Thanks for hanging out with us, even though the Browns are sucking. We appreciate the support and appreciate you guys being here. It's no fun to do this if we don't get to do it with any of you guys in the comments and stuff. So we appreciate that. To all you Dog Pack members, we'll see you guys on the After Hours. And everybody else, we'll see you guys next week when we preview the Ravens game, the second Ravens game. Have a good week.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. And become an official Dog Pack member and join the dogs.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.